Monsieur le Président.
Thank you. The delegation of the Kingdom of Morocco mentioned a human tragedy. They are responsible for that human tragedy. The delegation is so bold enough to denounce the generosity of the host country, Algeria, the solidarity of donors, and shamelessly calls into question the UNHCR's protection mandate. The propaganda that we heard, as we do every session from this delegation, is so terrible that it has made the World Food Programme react, as well as implementing partners and indeed other stakeholders on the ground. In other words, those who every day live in the camps and help with their commitment refugees. It is therefore indecent, really shameless, to accuse them of complicity and saying that they are turning their blind eye for the High Commissioner. If you like, they are at the heart of this compass that must guide us to help stateless peoples. Those who attack its mandate, its staff, attacking their probity and their commitment, are simply weakening the protection mandate, throwing suspicion on countries of asylum, but also stigmatizing the generous donors. I think this is a fruitless, pointless initiative. It is shameless, and I think it shows that it's an immoral approach which is being used. No empathy is being shown for the vulnerable. This is pernicious propaganda from the Kingdom of Morocco. This has gone on for years. There is misinformation, fake news, which is spread in order to turn attention away from what is happening. And the Security Council is well aware of what is happening. It also is something which is whipping up hatred and throwing oil on the fire. And yet we should say, who is at the start, the very origin of this long-standing refugee problem? The Kingdom of Morocco should actually decolonize its imagination. This is not just, we absolutely mustn't thwart the destiny of people. We've shown humility. I think thought has to be a responsibility as well. And from that view, the recent decision, dated December, the European Court of Justice, I think, means we all have to examine our conscience in this